USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the release of more documents ahead of President Trump's impeachment trial. The New York Democrat is requesting documents from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget.
We don't know what these documents will say, just as we don't know what the witnesses will say. They may actually be exculpatory of President Trump, or they may be further condemning of President Trump, but they should come out. We should see these documents.
The CEO of Boeing is resigning. Chairman David Calhoun will be taking over as the company's replacement for former CEO Dennis Muilenburg on January 13th. Muilenburg has been in hot water since the airplane manufacturer had to ground its 737 MAX aircraft worldwide after two deadly crashes overseas that killed 346 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Flu cases across the country are on the rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The CDC says there have been around 1,800 flu-related deaths so far this season, and that number includes 19 children who've died. Federal health officials say all portions of the country have been seeing an increase in flu activity, with widespread illness clustered in 19 states, mostly in the South and West. At least 3.7 million flu cases have been confirmed. 32,000 people have been hospitalized.
Justice is being served for a Washington Post columnist killed in Saudi Arabia. Five men connected to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi were sentenced to death. Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor announced the sentence on Monday, adding that three others had been sentenced to years behind bars. Khashoggi, who was Saudi-born and living in the United States, was last seen in Turkey's Saudi consulate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
President Trump doesn't like how the impeachment process is playing out. In a tweet, the president called it the most unfair trial in the history of Congress. He's also accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of crying for fairness in the Senate while she broke all the rules. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is suggesting that Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia represent the president during that Senate impeachment trial. The Georgia Republican reacts to that news.
Well, I think there's always conversation with whatever the president and his team needs from, of course, the gentleman our leader mentioned are going to be great as far as, you know, working to do whatever we can. We've been working on this. We've been working on the sham impeachment for the last few months. And, you know, whatever the president needs in this regard from the House, I think we've already shown the ability to just blow up the case that the Democrats tried to make on this president. When the president is simply doing the American people's business, they're just trying to impeach him because, again, as you said earlier, it's clock and calendar. They got an election that they're trying to influence, and that's next year's election, and they don't care how they do it.
President Donald Trump is the main reason behind the strength of the stock market. That's at least according to Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Shiller. He joins CNBC's Trading Nation and says the president...
I put Trump as the primary cause of the recent strength in the market, even though he's being impeached. He just gives he's a motivational speaker. We've never had a motivational speaker president before. He knows how to create animal spirits.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.